الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد, continue reading from the traits, manners, and conduct of the people of Al-Quran by Al-Imam Al-Ajurri rahimahullah ta'ala, reading in the portion which he's clarifying, summarizing the affair, that everything a person of Quran he will do in his life, he will do that based upon knowledge. He will move in his life based upon light and insight and guidance that was revealed to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam in all aspects of his life. In all aspects of his life. He says, rahimahullah, يَتَصَفَّحُ الْقُرْآنِ لِيُؤَدِّبَ بِهِ نَفْسَهُ لَا يَرَى اللَّهَ مِن نَفْسِهِ أَن يُؤَدِّيَ مَا فَرَضَ اللَّهُ بِجَهَلْ قَدْ جَعَلَ الْعِلْمَ وَالْفِقْهَ دَلِيلَهُ إِلَى كُلِّ خَيْرٍ. He turns the pages of the Qur'an to discipline himself. He turns the pages of the Qur'an to discipline himself. Meaning he's reading the book of Allah and he's studying it diligently, striving to understand and comprehend the commandments and prohibitions specifically and to implement them in his life. Refusing to fulfill what Allah has obligated upon him in ignorance. Refusing to fulfill the obligatory duties. Refusing to fulfill the obligatory duties that Allah has made incumbent upon him with ignorance. He has made knowledge and understanding, jurisprudence, and understanding in his religion, his guide to all that is good. His guide to all that is good. Now we come to the portion we read it in our previous classes likewise, but we read it again. And we ponder over some of these affairs. He's teaching us, rahimahullah ta'ala, the methodology of the people of the Qur'an whenever they recite the book of Allah, whenever they hear it recited, that they strive to understand and comprehend and they take themselves to account with that which is recited. إِذَا دَرَسَ الْقُرْآنَ فَبِحُضُورِ فَهْمٍ وَأَقْلٍ فَبِحُضُورِ فَهْمٍ وَأَقْلٍ هِمَّتُهُ إِقَاءُ الْفَهْمِ لِمَا أَلْزَمَهُ اللَّهِ من اتباع ما أمر والانتهاء عما نهى. It says whenever he studies the Quran, he does so with awareness and comprehension. He does so with the awareness and comprehension. And with a heart that is alive, with a mind that is focused. He's not reciting words that he's not trying to understand or comprehend. Rather, he is seeking to study in order to benefit. In order to benefit, he believes that the Quran is guidance and a mercy. He believes that the Quran is wisdom and direction, and he believes that the Quran is a cure for the diseases of the hearts and the soul and the mind, and he's hoping to benefit from that. He's hoping to take admonition from that. He's hoping that it will affect him in a good manner and he will take admonition and go straight. He says his ambition is to understand what Allah has commanded him, and his main aim and goal is to understand what Allah has commanded him. His main aim and goal, his ambition is to understand what Allah has commanded him in order to follow what he is instructed to do and avoid what he is forbidden from. So this is the main concern here. Himmatuhu iqa'u al-fahm lima alzamahu Allah. His main concern and aim is to understand what Allah has ordered him with, to understand the commandments and the prohibitions, to understand the law and legislation that is prescribed in the Qur'an. It says this is in order, مِنْ اتِبَاعِ مَا أَمَرَ وَالِنْتِهَاءِ عَمَّا نَهَى. In order to follow that which Allah has ordered and commanded and made obligatory, and in order to leave off and avoid that which He has forbidden. لَيْسَ هِمَّتُهُ مَتَى أَخْتِمُ السُّورَةِ. It says his concern is not merely when will I complete the chapter. His concern is not merely when will I complete the chapter, he says, himmatuhu, but rather his concern, his main aim when studying the book of Allah, mata astaghni billahi an ghayrihi. And when will I become self-sufficient with Allah alone? And when will I place my trust and my reliance and my needs in Allah alone and have no need for the creation and suffice with that? Suffice with Allah as my Lord and with Muhammad as my Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and likewise with Islam as my religion and way of life. When will I be content with that and suffice with that? When will I be pleased with the decrees of Allah and His command? Subhanahu wa ta'ala. Mata akunu من المتقين. When will I truly be among the righteous, the people of التقوى, the people who move based upon fear, they establish the obligations with great hope, based upon knowledge and light, and they avoid and stay away from the prohibitions, based upon fear and reverence of Allah Azza wa Jal. Based upon fear and reverence of Allah Azza wa Jal, and they avoid and stay away from that which is prohibited, based upon great reverence and fear of Allah Azza wa Jal, subhanahu wa ta'ala, upon light and knowledge likewise. Mata akunu min al-muhsinin? When will I be from those who strive to perfect their worship inwardly and outward? When will I strive to be from those who perfect their worship inwardly and outwardly, from the good doers? وَمَتَا أَكُونُ مِنَ الْمُتَوَكِّلِينَ When will I be from those who truly put their trust and reliance upon Allah? Meaning that these are from the traits that whenever one is reading the book of Allah, he will read the mention of these traits and the encouragement for these manners and conduct, and he will praise the people who have the likes of these traits. So a believer, he will hear this praise and he will hear the mention of these noble traits and he will hope to be from them. He will hope to be from them. مَتَا أَكُونُ مِنَ الْمُتَوَكِّلِينَ When will I be from those who are truly putting their trust and reliance upon Allah and the manner prescribed? And the manner prescribed. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, لَوْ تَوَكَّلْتُمْ عَلَى اللَّهِ حَقَّ تَوَكُّلِهِ لَرَزَقَكُمْ كَمَا يَرْزَقُ الطَّيْرِ That if you were to put your trust and your faith in Allah, the manner that is prescribed, then He'll provide for you the same way He provides for the birds. خِمَاصًا وَتَرُوحُ بِطَانًا وَتَرُوحُ بِطَانًا The birds, they go out with their empty bellies and they return whenever they're full. They return whenever they're full. So when will I be from those who truly put their trust and reliance upon Allah Azza wa Jal? So when he will read these affairs mentioned in the book of Allah, like the prophets, messengers, whenever they are faced with great hardship and trials from the enemies of Allah Azza wa Jal, they will say, وَمَا لَنَا أَلَّا نَتَوَكَّلَ عَلَى اللَّهِ وَقَدْ هَدَانَا سُبُلَنَا وَلَنَسْبِرَنَّ عَلَى مَا آذَيْتُمُونَا وَعَلَى اللَّهِ فَلْيَتَوَكَّلِ الْمُتَوَكِّلُونَ Why would we not? When the people, they face hardship and difficulty from the people, why don't you remember the likes of this? وَمَا لَنَا أَلَّا نَتَوَكَّلَ عَلَى اللَّهِ And why would we not put our faith and trust in Allah? وَقَدْ هَدَانَا سُبُلَنَا He's already guided us to the right path. He has already guided to us to the right path. وَلَنَسْبِرَنَّ عَلَى مَا آذَيْتُمُونَا Indeed, we'll be patient. We'll be patient in the harm that you bring us. We'll be patient in the harm that you bring us. And let the people who put their trust in Allah Azza wa Jal. Put their trust in Allah Azza wa Jal. So one, he will learn about these affairs and he will strive to implement that in the manner prescribed, putting one's faith and trust in Allah Azza wa Jal and taking the legislated lawful means. مَتَا أَكُونُ مِنَ الْخَاشِعِينَ When will I be from the people of khushu' أَلَذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خاشعون. When will I be from those people? A person who will read the likes of these verses and he will ask himself, when am I going to be from them? When am I going to be from them? What أَكُونُ مِنَ الصَّابِرِينَ When am I going to be from the patients? When am I going to be from the patient? From those who are truly patient in the path of Allah Azza wa Jal, patient upon performing the obligations daily, patient upon avoiding and staying away from the prohibitions entirely, patient upon dealing with the hardships that Allah has decreed that will befall, and the calamities and the likes like this. مَتَا أَكُونُ مِنَ الصَّادِقِينَ When will I be from the truthful? When will I be from the truthful? Those who are truthful in their creed, those who are truthful in their tawheed, those who are truthful in their obedience and servitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in public and in private. When will I be truthful in my shahada with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? When will I be truthful in my shahada that Muhammad is the messenger of Allah and stop blind following the disbelievers and stop imitating the enemies of Allah Azza wa Jal? When am I going to be truthful in my deen? When am I going to be truthful in my speech? When am I going to be truthful in my business and dealings and my finances? When am I going to be truthful with Allah Azza wa Jal? مَتَا أَكُونُ مِنَ الْخَائِفِينَ When am I going to be from those who truly fear Allah? When am I going to be from those who truly fear Allah? A fear that's based upon great reverence and love and honor and respect. وَمَتَا أَكُونُ مِنَ الرَّاجِينَ When am I going to be from those who are hoping in Allah? And those who are truly hoping in Allah, the hope that is prescribed, not the false hopes that are empty. When am I going to be from the people who have high hopes in the mercy of Allah, meaning those who work and strive hard and then hope that their efforts are accepted? When am I going to be from those who have high hopes in the forgiveness of Allah, meaning those that whenever they commit sin, they feel bad and they have great remorse and they seek repentance and they strive hard to avoid that sin. They strive hard to avoid that sin. When am I going to be from those who have great hope in Allah and the home in the hereafter? مَتَا أَزْهَدُ فِي الدُّنْيَا When am I going to turn away from this worldly life? When am I going to renounce this worldly life? The head of renouncing the worldly life is to avoid and stay away from that which is forbidden and to establish that which is obligatory. This is the head of zuhud and renouncing the worldly life. A person who his love for the worldly life carries him to fall short in performing the obligations or to violate and perpetrate the prohibitions, then he has fallen into great deviation, waliyadhu billah, and great misguidance, waliyadhu billah. So from the greatest aspect of a zuhd and renouncing the worldly life is in a manner that's obligatory, that is to establish the obligations and not prefer the worldly life over that, and likewise to avoid the prohibitions and to not prefer the worldly life over that, to not let one's love for the worldly life cause him to violate the rights of his religion, to not let one's love and desire and covetousness for the worldly life carry him to violate the rights of his religion. Mata azhadu fi dunya. Anything after that is extra and beneficial and light upon light. Wa mata argabu fi al-akhirah. When will I truly have great desire and hope and yearn for the hereafter and work for that? Mata atubu min adh-dhunub. When am I going to truly repent from the sins? Mata a'rifu ni'am al-mutawatira. When am I going to recognize and show thanks? Wa mata ashkuruha. When am I going to recognize the continuous blessings from Allah Azza wa Jalla, and when am I going to be grateful? The blessings of Allah Azza wa Jalla, they descend upon us, like he's saying here, mutawatira, and consecutively, time after time, moment after moment, rather breath after breath, blessings are coming from Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, the most kind, the most generous. When are we going to show thanks? When are we going to appreciate these blessings and use them in that which is pleasing and avoid using them in the disobedience of our Lord? Mata aqilu an Allahi al-khitab. Mata afqahu ma atlu. These are things that we have to really think about. When am I going to understand the address? And when am I going to understand the legislation that has been prescribed? When am I going to comprehend what I'm reciting? When am I going to understand what the imam is saying at the Fajr time? When am I going to understand this? When am I going to know this? When am I going to comprehend that properly and understand the true intended meaning of these verses that have been revealed from above the heavens? Mata aglibu nafsi ala hawaha. When am I going to overcome my own soul in being enticed from desires? Yani from the enticement of desires. Yani when am I going to prefer the command of Allah over the command of my desires and check my soul with sincere faith and guidance and light? Check my soul with sincere faith and knowledge and hope for the reward of Allah Azza wa Jalla and fear of His punishment. Mata ujahidu fillahi haqqal jihad. When am I going to strive in the path of Allah, the true, rightful striving? Mata ahfadhu lisani. When am I going to protect my tongue? When am I going to protect my tongue and think about what I say before I speak and say that which is pleasing to Allah or be silent? Mata aghuddu tarafi. When am I going to lower my gaze? When am I going to stop looking at things that are forbidden in public and in private? When am I going to stop doing these things? Mata ahfadhu faruji. When am I going to protect my privates? Mata astahi min Allahi haqqal hayat. And when am I going to truly be shy from Allah in the manner that is proper and correct? In the manner that is proper and correct. When am I going to lower my gaze? When am I going to stop going to those websites that are forbidden? When am I going to stop chatting with people that I know it's not allowed for me to chat with? When am I going to stop having companions and friends on social media that are not allowed for me to have friendship with from the opposite sex and the likes like this? When am I going to stop doing these things? Whenever I know that Allah knows what I'm thinking and whenever I know that Allah, He can see me. When am I going to do what is prescribed? When am I going to take admonition from the book of Allah Azza wa Jal? When am I going to benefit from the narrations that I study and have learned? When am I going to follow the religion in the manner that I know is proper when I have been blessed with knowledge? Mata ashtaghilu bi'aybi. When am I going to be concerned with my own faults? Mata uslihu ma fasada min amri. When am I going to rectify the faults and the problems I have in my own life? Mata uhasibu nafsi. When will I take my own self to account? Mata atazawadu liyawmi ma'adi. When am I going to take provision for my hereafter? Mata akunu an Allahi radiyan. When will I truly be pleased with Allah and satisfied with His commands and His decrees and His law and legislation and prescribed way? Mata akunu billahi wathiqa. When am I going to truly put my trust and reliance upon Allah? Mata akunu bi zajri al-Qur'ani muta'idha. Mata akunu bi zajri al-Qur'ani muta'idha. When am I going to take admonition from the reprimandments that are found in the book of Allah? Mata akunu bi dhikrihi an dhikri ghayrihi mushtaghila. When will I be preoccupied with the remembrance of Allah instead of the remembrance of others? So these are things that we have to to read. Read these affairs again. Read them again, time after time, and comprehend them, and understand them. And then read the book of Allah Azza wa Jal. And then whenever you come across these affairs, take yourself to account. This is what he mentioned from the ways of the Salaf, that they would say, may Allah have mercy on one who would, that he would take his, whenever he reads the Qur'an, that he would present himself to the Qur'an. He must present himself to the Qur'an. Whenever he reads it, if he sees the khayr that Allah orders in the Qur'an and that Allah praises and mentions, and those good qualities and traits that he has, some of them, he will say, Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, and be gracious, and be grateful and thankful, and strive for more. And if he sees that he has shortcomings or faults and the likes like this, then he will seek forgiveness and he will repent and he will take the means that is required to take on those traits or to avoid those traits while seeking the help and the aid of Allah Azza wa Jal. He said, "Mata uhibbu ma ahibbu." These are very important things to think about. "Mata ubghidhu ma abghadhu." When am I going to love what he loves? When am I going to love what he loves? And when am I going to detest what he detests? That loving Allah Azza wa Jal, this is the foundation of the deen. And loving for his sake is based upon that, and loving those whom he loves, subhanahu wa ta'ala, and loving that which he loves, tabaraka wa ta'ala. This is the firmest handhold. This is the firmest handhold. And this is the means to taste the sweetness of faith, to love Allah Azza wa Jal, and to prefer that love, and to love what Allah loves, and to love for his sake, subhanahu wa ta'ala, and likewise to have hatred and enmity based upon that as well. And thus, coming from here, there will be an allegiance and disavowal. There will be an allegiance and disavowal. A person, he will have wala or bara' for Allah Azza wa Jal, for the shahada an la ilaha illallah wa anna Muhammad Rasulullah. Mata ansahu lillah, when will I be sincere? When will I be sincere with Allah? Mata uqlisu lahu amali, when will I make my actions purely and wholeheartedly for his sake alone? Mata uqassiru amali, when will I shorten my long hopes, yani to live forever? وَمَتَا أَتَأَهَّبُ لِيَوْمِ مَوْتِي وَمَتَا أَتَأَهَّبُ لِيَوْمِ مَوْتِي وَقَدْ غُيِّبَ عَنِّي وَقَدْ غُيِّبَ عَنِّي أَجَلِي. And when will I take preparations? And when will I prepare for my death? And the period, the appointed term has been made unknown to me. When will I prepare for my death? And the term has been made unknown to me. Mata u'ammiru qabri, when am I going to build my grave? When am I going to build my provisions for my grave? And these are things to think about. These are places that we're going to go. These are things that are going to happen to us. We're going to die. And also we're going to be in the grave. So why don't we make preparations for that day and make preparations for that place? Mata ufakiru fil mawqifi wa shiddatihi, when am I going to ponder and reflect over standing before Allah and this great hardship and difficulty? Mata ufakiru fi khalwati ma'a rabbi, when will I think and ponder and reflect about being alone with my Lord? Mata ufakiru fil munqalab, when am I going to ponder and think about my ultimate return, the ultimate return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So carry a person to think about the hereafter and the great benefits and the everlasting bliss and happiness and joy in the hereafter for those who believe and work righteous deeds, and likewise the means that lead to that, from having taqwa and having tawakkul and sufficing with Allah and being from the muhsineen, and likewise having khushu' as well as being patient and being truthful in one's speech and one's actions and one's creed, fearing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, having great hope in Him subhanahu wa ta'ala, all of these affairs that have preceded. If we focus on these affairs, this is the way to ponder and to reflect and prepare for death and to build the grave and to establish one's hereafter by establishing these praiseworthy traits in the book of Allah and avoiding those blameworthy traits in the book of Allah. He says, rahimahullah, mata ahdharu mimma hadharani minhu rabbi min nari harruha shadid wa qa'ruha ba'id wa umquha tawil la yamutu ahluha fayastarihu wa la tuqalu athratuhum wa la turhamu abratuhum ta'amuhum az-zakum ta'amuhum az-zakum wa sharabuhum al-hamim. When will I fear what my Lord has warned me about, the fire whose heat is intense, its depth is far and vast, its torment severe, its inhabitants neither die to find relief, nor are they forgiven. Any of the people in the hellfire, لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا. He doesn't live in it, nor does he die. He doesn't live a life of mercy or happiness where he's tasting any joy. And likewise, he doesn't die so that he can be safe and free from the torment. And it will stop. No, it will not stop. It will continue. It will not stop. وَلِيَذُ بِاللَّهِ. It will only continue. It will only continue. He's going to mention verses to clarify that. He mentions here, كُلَّمَا نَضِجَتْ. Before that, he says that, rahimahullah, the fire whose heat is intense, its depth is far and vast. Its depth is far and vast, and its torment is severe. Its people neither die to find relief, nor are their mistakes forgiven. Their sins are not forgiven, nor are their tears shown any mercy. They weep, yet they find no mercy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He will tell them, do not speak to me. This is what we said to them. May you be disgraced in there. Do not speak to me. And from the punishment of the people in the fire, and Allah la yukallimuhum, ولا ينظر إليهم يوم القيامة ولا يزكيهم. Allah, He will not speak to them, and He will not look at them with mercy, and they will have a painful punishment. They will have a painful punishment. This is from the punishment of the hellfire, that they will ask for mercy, and they will not be shown mercy. The most merciful, Ar-Rahman, will not show them mercy. They transgress too far. وَلِيَذَ بِاللَّهِ وَلِيَذَ بِاللَّهِ Ar-Rahman. Ar-Rahman, the most gracious. They transgress so far, He will not show them mercy. He will not show them mercy. Their tears will not have any benefit. Their food is zakum. Their food is zakum. And shajara zakum. It's a tree in the hellfire. It proceeds from the base of the fire. طَلْعُهَا كَرُوسُ الشَّيَاطِينَ Its fruits are like the heads of devils. وَلِيَهْذِ بِاللَّهِ This is what they will eat. This is what they eat. And their drink will be boiling water. Hamim. Hamim. Yani boiling water that will rip apart their insides. وَلِيَهْذِ بِاللَّهِ That will rip apart their insides. وَلِيَهْذِ بِاللَّهِ Allah, He says, كُلَّمَا نَضِجَ جُلُودُهُمْ بَدَّلْنَاهُمْ جُلُودًا غَيْرَهَا لِيَذُوقُوا الْعَذَابِ Whenever their skins are burned completely, we will replace them. We will replace them with new skins so that they may taste the punishment. Whenever their skins are burned completely in the hellfire, this is a detailed clarification of what that means. وَلَا يَمُوتُ فِيهَا وَلَا يَحْيَى He doesn't live in it inside there, nor does he die. And meaning that whenever the skins are finished and they're burned, they will be replaced with new skins. They will be replaced with new skins. Why? لِيَذُوقُوا الْأَذَابِ So they may taste the punishment. وَلِيَذُ بِاللَّهِ وَلِيَذُ بِاللَّهِ وَيَتِيهِ الْمَوْتُ مِنْ كُلِ مَكَانٍ وَمَا هُوَ بِمَيِّتْ وَمِنْ وَرَائِهِ عَذَابٌ غَلِيظٌ Death will come to them from every direction, yet they will not die. Meaning punishments that are a punishment, that are punishments of death, meaning a type of punishment that's so severe, one should die from it. وَمَا هُوَ بِمَيِّتْ But he will not die. That's the hellfire. You understand that? He's being punished in a manner that will bring death. But death will not come to him. Until the extent he will wish he would die. So that it will stop. But it won't stop. وَلِيَذِ بِاللَّهِ This is what Allah is warning from us. وَيُحَذِّرُكُمَ اللَّهُ نَفْسَهُ وَاللَّهُ رَأُوفٌ بِالْعِبَادِ Allah is warning you from Himself. From His punishment, and Allah is so kind and merciful to the slaves by sending us this guidance and allowing us to see it. So now what will we do? We have to take ourselves to account. كُلَّمَا نَضِجَ جُلُودُهُمْ بَدَّلْنَاهُمْ جُلُودًا غَيْرَهَا لِيَذُوقُوا الْعَذَابَ Whenever their skins are burned completely, we will replace them. We will replace them with new skins so that they may taste the punishment. Even in modern day science and medicine, modern day sciences and medicines have found an amazing affair. And that is that the skin has layers. And if the skin is burned beyond a particular layer, it will not experience pain anymore. If the skin is burned to a particular layer and the nerves are gone, he will not feel pain anymore. He will not taste pain anymore. Well, once it burns through a particular layer of his skin, he will not feel it from that. So Allah Azza wa Jalla, the one who created the human being and his skin, He said that those people in the fire, every time their skins are burned completely, where they do not feel pain anymore, بَدَّلْنَاهُمْ جُلُودًا غَيْرَهَا We will bring them new skin. We will bring them new skin. So why? Why would the new skin come? لِي This لِي here, this is called لَمَ التَّعْلِيل This is for the reason. The reason why the new skin comes, لِيَذُوقُوا الْأَذَابِ لِيَذُوقُوا الْأَذَابِ So that they may taste the punishment. وَلِيَذِمْ بِاللَّهِ وَلِيَذِ بِاللَّهِ وَلِيَذِ بِاللَّهِ وَلِيَذِ بِاللَّهِ نَسْأَلُ اللَّهَ الْعَافِيَ وَالسَّلَامَةَ He says, رَحِيمَهَا اللَّهَ نَدِمُوا حَيْثُ لَا يَنْفَعُهُمُ النَّدَمُ أَضُّوا عَلَى الْأَيْدِي أَسَفًا عَلَى تَقْصِيرِهِمْ فِي طَاعَةِ اللَّهِ وَرُكُوبِهِمْ لِمَعَاصِي اللَّهِ تَعَالَى They will regret when regret is of no use. In this life, if you regret and you cry and you have tears out of your fear of your sins, then you will be shown great mercy. Then you will be shown great mercy in this life. In this life, if you have remorse and you have regret and you fear Allah Azza wa Jal and you feel bad for your sins, Allah, He will forgive you. And He's the most merciful. He's the most gracious. He's the most kind. But those who die in this manner, those who die upon disbelief, waliyadhu billah, they will never see mercy. Those who die upon major sins, likewise, they're threatened with the great punishment as well. They're threatened with the great punishment as well, and the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So they will regret whenever there's no time to regret. It's no use to regret. Biting their hands in sorrow for neglecting the obedience of Allah. This is what they wish they had done. The obedience of Allah. Following the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And indulging in his disobedience. Taking pleasure in disobeying the Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala. Taking pleasure in disobeying a Rabb Azim. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. One of them he will say, Ya laytani qaddamtu li hayati. Oh, how I wish I had sent ahead good deeds for my true life. Ya laytani qaddamtu li hayati. Li hayati. How is he saying this? I wish I had sent forth for my life. He's dead. Whenever after he dies, he faces his reckoning. What does he say? I wish I had sent forth for my life. So what is this clarifying for us? The true life. That he wishes, now he realizes that this worldly life is not the true life. وَإِنَّ دَارَ الْآخِرَةِ لَهِيَ الْحَيَوَانِ لَوْ كَانُوا يَعْلَمُونَ. And indeed, the home in the hereafter is the true life. So the home in the hereafter is the true life, the eternal life. It has no end. It has no end. So this is what they will regret, that they did not make preparations for the true life. That they were preoccupied with this transient life that does not last, and they're overcome by that. Until they use the blessings of Allah to disobey Him, and they died in that manner. Waliyadhu billah, waliyadhu billah. So this is what they realize now. They realize the great failure and deception they had fallen into, and the great trial that they were tried with, and that they sold their soul. They sold their soul for a brief enjoyment and a short pleasure that now is followed up by an everlasting regret. Sorrow and grief. وَلِيَذِ بِاللَّهِ. So he's clarifying here, we pay attention to the selection of the verses that he chose, rahimahullah. Each one of them is indicating a specific point that the people of the hellfire, they regret whenever they find their destiny, whenever they meet their fate and their deeds. One of them, what does he say? I wish I would have sent forth for my true life. And I wish I would have worked for the hereafter and not been deceived by this world. وَقَالَ قَائِرٌ رَبِّي رَجِعُونَ لَعَلِّي أَعْمَلُ صَالِحًا فِي مَا تَرَكْتَ. Another, he will say, oh my Lord, send me back. So now what did he want to do? He wanted to go back. Why? Because he realized that this is the real life. And that this real life here requires effort. And that effort lies in sincere faith and righteous deeds. رَبِّي رَجِعُونَ. Send me back so I can work righteous deeds that I did not work whenever I was alive. So this is what they want to do. They want to go back. They will not want to go back to party. They will not want to go back to get high. They will not want to go back to see his girlfriend. They will not want to go back to WhatsApp with that brother and the likes. Like they want to go back to do righteous deeds. They want to go back to lower their gaze. They want to go back to check their tongue. They want to go back to guard their privates. They want to go back to sever those ties with those deviant people and those misguided Muslims and the likes like this. They will want to go back to make the tawheed of Allah Azza wa Jal, to establish the deen of Allah Azza wa Jal, to follow the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because now they see that everything they had done in that life has been recorded. Nothing was left off. وَقَالَ قَائِلٌ يَا وَيْلَتَا مَا لِهَذَا الْكِتَابِ لَا يُغَادِرُ صَغِيرَةً وَلَا كَبِيرَةً إِلَّا أَحْصَاهَا. Another he will exclaim, oh, woe to us. What is this record? What is this book? It leaves nothing small or great except that it has been enumerated. And he meaning that he will see his book and every last thing is written. Every last thing is written. Nothing is exempted. Nothing is exempted. So this is what he's going to see now. And a person who comes on that day, and he sees everything that has written and he sees that he has a lot of foul things written against him. He sees that he has a lot of foul things written against him. They're not going to help him in his new life. They're not going to help him in his new life. That's what he's going to say. Ya laytani qaddamtu li hayati. Ya laytani qaddamtu li hayati. Whenever he sees his own record, the own deeds of his own life, his own actions, his own statements, the things that he did with his own hands and his own feet, this is whenever he's going to regret. This is whenever he's going, oh, I want to go back. I want to do good deeds. This in itself, barakallah fik, is torture. Can you imagine? Somebody who failed, the greatest failure, and then now it never goes off over and over and over. He just wants to, it tears him up. Somebody failed, somebody about to make a business deal, and he lost out on $1 million. We talked about that before, right? He lost out on $1 million. He had a business deal, he just had to sign a contract, he missed out. Oh man, he was sleeping. He slept on it, or he got preoccupied with something else that was way less important. He got preoccupied with that. Then he left. Every time he thought about that million-dollar check, he's like, oh, astaghfirullah. It's going to hurt his head, right? It's going to bother him. He's probably not going to sleep in that. Astaghfirullah. How could I have been at that? Why did I answer that call? Why did I? Astaghfirullah. What's, adhu billah, right? This is even worse than $1 million. This is his soul. You understand? This is his soul. We have souls. Allah Azza wa Jalla, He created the human being and gave it a soul. Allahu Akbar. This is from the great signs of Allah. So we have to protect our soul from our soul. We have to protect our soul from the evils of our own self and from the trials of this life, and worship Allah Azza wa Jalla and obey Him. And take great precaution who we choose to be in the company with. And this is another one, what he says, وَقَالَ قَائِلٌ. And another one, he will lament, and he will cry out, يَا وَيْلَتَا لَيْتَنِي لَمْ أَتَّخِذْ فُلَانًا خَلِيلًا. Oh, woe to me, I wish I had not taken so-and-so as a close friend. I wish I had not taken so-and-so as a close friend. And then some of the people, and this is what they will realize, on the day of resurrection, the means that led them to waste their hereafter, and to neglect their soul, and to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to have recorded against them so many great foul statements and deeds, is because of the company that they kept. If they just would have cut that person off, that brother, that sister, whatever it may be, they know that they're not good, they know that their company is not beneficial, yet they continue to ride with them, or to contact them, or to text them, until they have fallen into great sin along with that person. وَلِيَذُ بِاللَّهِ. And the scholars, they say, الصَّاحِبُ السَّاحِبُ يَسْحَبُكَ إِلَى مَا هُوَ فِيهِ. That a companion, he pulls you along with him. He pulls you along with him. Whatever he's doing, he's going to pull you along with him. So these people, they're going to be biting on their hands in remorse. يَوْمَ يَعُضُّ الظَّالِمُ عَلَى يَدَيْهِ يَقُولُ يَا لَيْتَنِي اتَّخَذْتُ مَعَ الرَّسُولِ سَبِيلًا. They're going to be biting on their hands out of regret, out of remorse, and they're going to say, woe to me. Woe to me if I had only taken a path with the messenger. And if I had only followed the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and taken company with the people who followed the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and left those deviant, misguided individuals or those open sinners who have negligence in their religion and the likes like this. Because on the day of resurrection, he will say, Ya waylata laytani lam attakhidh fulanan khalila. Oh man, I wish I never took that person as a friend. I wish I never knew him. I wish I never knew him. Al-akhillau yawma'idhin ba'aduhum li ba'adin adu. That on the day of resurrection, the close friends and companions, they're going to be enemies to one another. They're going to be enemies to one another, except for the righteous. They're not going to be enemies, rather they're going to be brothers. إخوان على سرور متقابلين. They're going to be brothers on thrones raised high, facing one another. Facing one another, meaning that they have great honor and respect and love for one another, and in the Jannah, they'll never turn their backs on each other, because all that is gone. وَنَزَعْنَا مَا فِي صُدُورِهِمْ مِنْ غِلٍّ. And we have removed every hard feeling that they have in their hearts. This is for the people in paradise. This is for the people of piety and righteousness. As for the people of sin and transgression, as for the people of misguidance and deviation, then they'll be enemies. They'll be making du'a against each other. They'll be making, oh Allah, give them twice the punishment for misguiding us. That's what they'll say. Give them twice the punishment for them. They're the ones who misguided us. And then they will say, we didn't mislead you. You followed us. You listened to us. You had an opportunity, you followed us. So then Allah, He's going to say, all of them will have twice the punishment. وَلِيَذِ بِاللَّهِ وَلِيَذِ لِكُلٍ دِعْفِ. All of them twice the punishment, multiplied punishment. وَلِيَذِ بِاللَّهِ. So they're going to have great remorse. They're going to have great remorse and sorrow. وَلِيَذِ بِاللَّهِ. Great grief, because they failed in this life and they sold their soul to the devil and to this world, and they followed their desires and they disobeyed the Creator and did not believe in Him or rebelled against his commandments, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the one who truly ponders over the creation and over this life and he ponders over the book of Allah and the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he will be guided. He will be guided if he used his mind and his intellect and he listened attentively and studied these evidences that have come in this Quran and the sunnah, and likewise in the creation, then he will be guided aright. Those people who are misguided, this is what they will say, وَقَالُوا لَوْ كُنَّا نَسْمَعُوا أَوْ نَعْقِلُوا مَا كُنَّا مِنْ أَصْحَابِ السَّعِيرِ. They will say, likewise, if we had only listened and used our intelligence, we would not be from the people of the blazing fire. So from the reason why they're in the blazing fire is because they did not listen. They did not take heed. They did not take advice. And they did not use their intellects. They did not use their intellects. They did not use their intellects. Somebody tells you right now, I'll give you $100 right now, but if you wait till next month, I'll give you $1,000. I'll give you $100 right now, or next month, if you can just wait till next month, I'll give you $1,000. It's a gift. Which one are you going to take? $100? Just give me the $100 right now, right? Maybe a drug addict would say that, right? Somebody who is a drug addict, he's just completely overcome and overwhelmed. Give me the $100 right now, right? Astaghfirullah. But I mean, anybody in their right mind who says, man, you're a fool, just wait till next month. Inshallah, man, wait till next month. You have 10 times that. You have 10 times that. Just 1 month. Barakallah fiq. This life is short. This life is short. Just be patient. Just be patient. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prepared for those believers who are righteous any great, great gardens of paradise that are never ending, and a pleasure and a happiness that never goes away. And it's not followed with any hardship. And they'll never be asked to leave. May Allah make us from the people of paradise. So he says, rahimahullah, he says, وَقَالَتْ فِرْقَةٌ مِّنْهُمْ وَوُجُوهُهُمْ تَتَقَلَّبُوا فِي أَنْوَاعِ الْعَذَابِ فَقَالُوا يَا لَيْتَنَا أَطَعْنَا اللَّهَ وَأَطَعْنَا رَسُولًا. Some of them will say their faces are turning, facing different types of punishment and torment. They will cry out, oh how we wish we had obeyed Allah and obeyed the Messenger. And this is what they want to do. They all want to go back to do righteous deeds. They want to go back to follow the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They want to go back to obey Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فَهَذِهِ النَّارِ يَا مَعْشَرُ الْمُسْلِمِينَ يَا حَمَلَةَ الْقُرْآنِ حَذَّرَهَا اللَّهُ مُؤْمِنِينَ فِي غَيْرِ مَوْضِعٍ مِنْ كِتَابِهِ. O Muslims, O carriers of the Qur'an, Allah has warned the believers about this hellfire in multiple places in His book. فَقَالَ عَزَّ وَجَلْ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا قُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ وَأَهْلِكُمْ نَارًا وَقُودُهَا النَّاسُ وَالْحِجَارَةُ عَلَيْهَا مَلَائِكَةٌ غِلَاظٌ شِدَادٌ لَا يَعْصُونَ اللَّهَ مَا أَمَرَهُمْ وَيَفْعَلُونَ مَا يُؤْمَرُونَ. And Allah, He said in His book, O you who believe, protect yourselves from your families from a fire whose fuel is men and stones, over which are appointed angels who are stern and severe. They do not disobey Allah from executing the commands that they receive from Him, and they do exactly that which they are commanded. These are the guardians of the hellfire. وَلِيَذِبِ اللَّهِ وَقَالَ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ وَاتَّقُوا النَّارَ الَّتِي أُعِدَّتْ لِلْكَافِرِينَ. And Allah, He said, fear the fire, protect yourself from the fire by establishing the deen of Allah and the obedience of Allah and His Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in public and in private. Fear the fire that has been prepared for the disbelievers. The fire is prepared for the disbelievers and the disbelievers. Those who die in a state of disbelief, they are the people of the fire. But some of the people of Al-Islam likewise will be tried with the fire. A trial and a test, meaning they'll be punished for their sins. They'll be punished for their sins. Some of the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they'll enter the fire. The fire was not prepared for them. It's prepared for the disbelievers. But the disobedient likewise, they will taste a portion of that. Some of them. By the wisdom of Allah Azza wa Jalla and His justice. And it will be a punishment that's not like the punishment of the disbelievers. But we should not be like the Jews. وَلِيَذِ بِاللَّهِ وَقَالُوا لَن تَمَسَّنَا النَّارُ إِلَّا أَيَّامًا مَعْدُودَاتٍ. And they said, oh, the fire is only going to touch us a number of days. وَلِيَذِ بِاللَّهِ. No, we will not think like that. That's the ways of the enemies of Allah, those who have earned the anger of Allah. This is what caused them to earn the anger of Allah, to take the commandments lightly and to misuse the knowledge and the religious authority that they had obtained. وَلِيَذِ بِاللَّهِ. قال عز وجل ان الله the most high, He says, يا ايها الذين امنوا اتقوا الله ولتنظر نفس ما قدمت لغد واتقوا الله ان الله خبير بما تعملون. Oh, you believe, fear Allah, keep your duty to Him, and be obedient to Allah عز وجل, and let every person look to what He has sent forth for tomorrow, and fear Allah, verily Allah is all aware of what you do. Umar, he said, رضي الله عنه, حاسبوا أنفسكم قبل أن تحاسبوا. Take yourselves to account before you are taken to account. This is what he's telling us here. Go back to these previous pages. When am I going to be this person? When am I going to be that person? When am I going to do this? When am I going to do that? When am I going to refrain from this? When am I going to stop doing that? When am I going to check this? When am I going to establish that? So on and so forth. When am I going to be from this one? When am I going to be from that one? So on and so forth. Take yourself to account. Read the book of Allah. Take yourself to account. Hold yourself accountable. Think about your life and what you're going through and the things that you're involved in and what your heart is attached to. And then that which is pleasing to Allah and that which is not. And straighten that affair. Straighten that affair. Seek the help of Allah and strive to go straight. ثُمَّ حَذَّرَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ أَنْ يَغْفُرُوا عَمَّا فَرَضَ عَلَيْهِمْ وَمَا عَهِدَ إِلَيْهِمْ أَلَّا يُضَيِّئُوهُ وَأَنْ يَحْفَظُوا مَا اسْتَرْعَاهُمْ مِنْ حُدُودِهِ وَلَا يَكُونُوا كَغَيْرِهِ مِمَّنْ فَسَّقَ أَنْ أَمْرِهِ فَعَذَّبَهُمْ بِأَنْوَاعِ الْعَذَابِ. And Allah warned the believers against neglecting what He has obligated upon them, against neglecting that which He has made obligatory upon them, and the trust that He has given them, yani the amana, the greatest amana, barakallah fiqh, that we have with Allah is the shahada and la ilaha illallah, wa anna Muhammad Rasulullah. This is an amana. We must preserve that and not betray that. Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, he mentioned every action of disobedience is betraying the trust. It's a type of betrayal. It's a type of khiyana. Khiyana is from the worst traits a person could have. Betrayal and treachery. Wa'iyadhu billah. That's from the worst traits a person could have. So disobedience is a type of khiyana, wa'iyadhu billah, for that shahada. A type of khiyana for the shahada, betraying the trust. You promise that you will not worship anyone except for Allah. You bear witness that there's nothing worthy of worship except for Allah. You will obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and follow His commandments. And that you bear witness that Muhammad is the messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You will follow His guidance and not violate those rights. And not violate those rights. So this must be in our hearts, in our minds. We must think about our shahada and keep it clean and pure for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and not be overcome by our desires. He says, rahimahullah, فَخَالَ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ وَلَا تَكُونُوا كَالَّذِينَ نَسُوا اللَّهَ فَأَنْسَاهُمْ أَنفُسَهُمْ أُولَئِكَ هُمُ الْفَاسِقُونَ. Do not be like those who forgot Allah, so He made them forget themselves. Those are the defiantly disobedient. Those are the defiantly disobedient. They forgot Allah, meaning they forgot those commandments. And they forgot those rights that Allah has and that He has placed upon mankind, and they neglected that. So therefore, Allah will cause them to forget themselves, meaning to forget the means of the sanctity and savior of their own souls. Of their own souls. This is what this means. ثُمَّ أَعْلَنَ اللَّهُ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ أَنَّهُ لَا يَسْتَوِي أَصْحَابُ النَّارِ وَأَصْحَابُ الْجَنَّةِ فَقَالَ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ لَا يَسْتَوِي أَصْحَابُ النَّارِ وَأَصْحَابُ الْجَنَّةِ أَصْحَابُ الْجَنَّةِ هُمْ الْفَائِزُونَ. And then Allah, He declares that the people of the fire and the people of paradise, they're not equal, saying, not equal are the companions of the fire and the companions of paradise. The companions of paradise, they are the successful ones. They are the successful ones. Meaning they're not equal, no doubt, in the hereafter, but likewise, as we have seen before, they're not equal in this life. And Imam As-Sa'di, rahimahullah, he says about this verse here, فَهَلْ يَسْتَوِي مَنْ حَافَظَ عَلَى تَقْوَى اللَّهِ وَنَظَرَ لِمَا قَدَّمَ لِغَدِّهِ. Are they equal? Are they equal? The one who upholds the rights of a taqwa, and he looks to what he sends forth for tomorrow. فَاسْتَحَقَّ جَنَّاتِ النَّعِيمِ وَالْعَيْشِ As-Saleem, and he deserves because of that the delights, the gardens of paradise and delight and the sound and good life. Ma alladhina an'ama Allahu alayhim min an-nabiyyin wa siddiqin wa shuhada'i wa salihin. Are they equal? The person who maintains and upholds the rights of taqwa, and he looks and he's concerned with what he sends forth for tomorrow, meaning preparing for the hereafter. That's because of this, he deserves to enter paradise, the delightful gardens and the good life, to be alone with those whom Allah has bestowed His favors and blessings upon, from the prophets and from the truthful and from the martyrs and from the righteous. Are these people here equal? وَمَنْ غَفَلَ عَنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ وَنَسِيَ حُقُوقَهُ فَشَقِيَ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَاسْتَحَقَ الْعَذَابَ فِي الْآخِرَةِ. He said, are they equal with those who are heedless and forgetful of the remembrance of Allah, and they forgot and neglected His rights, and therefore they are miserable in this life, and they deserve the punishment in the hereafter? Are they equal? No, they're not equal. No, they're not equal. They're not equal. So this is the case. The people of paradise, how did they get to paradise? By maintaining and upholding the rights of taqwa. In this life, they follow the way of the prophets and the truthful and the martyrs and the righteous. And therefore they will be with them in the hereafter. وَالْمَرْءُ مَعَ مَنْ أَحَبْ. And a person, he's along with those whom he loves. And as for the people who are heedless of the remembrance of Allah, and they are neglectful with regards to the rights of Allah, then this is what caused them to fail and to lose and to have an everlasting misery. وَلِيَذِ بِاللَّهِ فَالْأَوَّلُونَ هُمُ الْفَائِزُونَ وَالْآخَرُونَ هُمْ الْخَاسِرُونَ So the first group, they're the winners, and the last group, they are the losers. فالمؤمن العاقل إذا تلا القرآن استعرض القرآن فكان كالمرآة استعرض القرآن فكان كالمرآة يرى بها ما حسن من فعله وما قبوح منه فما حذره مولاه حذرا فما حذره مولاه حذره وما خوفه به من عقابه خافه وما رغبه فيه مولاه راغب فيه ورجاه راغب فيه ورجاه The intelligent believer, whenever he recites the Quran, examines himself through it, like looking into a mirror. He sees what is good in his deeds and what is bad. So he takes heed of what his Lord has warned him against, fears what he has cautioned him about, and desires and hopes what his Lord has encouraged him towards. فَمَنْ كَانَتْ هَذِهِ صِفَتُهُ أَوْ مَا قَارَبَ هَذِهِ صِفَةً فَقَتَلَهُ حَقَّ تِلَاوَتِهِ وَرَآهُ حَقَّ رِعَايَتِهِ وَكَانَ اللَّهُ الْقُرْآنُ شَاهِدًا وَشَفِيعًا وَأَنِيسًا وَحِرْزًا Whoever possesses these qualities or even comes close to them has truly recited the Qur'an as it should be recited, preserved it as it should be preserved, and the Qur'an will be for him a witness, an intercessor, a companion, and a safeguard. وَمَنْ كَانَ هَذَا وَصْفَهُ نَفَعَ نَفْسَهُ وَنَفَعَ أَهْلَهُ وَآدَ عَلَى وَالِدَيْهِ وَعَلَى وَلِدِهِ كُلُّ خَيْرٍ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ Whoever has this description benefits himself and his family and brings all goodness upon his parents and children in both this world and the hereafter. In both this world and the hereafter. He says, Rahimahullah, عن سهل بن معاذ الجهني عن أبيه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال من قرأ القرآن وعمل بما فيه ألبس والداه تاجا يوم القيامة ضوءه أحسن من ضوء الشمس في بيوت الدنيا لو كانت فيه فما ظنكم بالذي عمل بهذا It's been narrated from Sahal. Sahal ibn Mu'adh ibn Juhani, narrated from his father. From his father reported that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, whoever recites the Qur'an and acts upon his teachings, his parents will be adorned with the crown on the Day of Judgment, the radiance of which is brighter than the light of the sun and the houses of this world were it to exist therein. So what do you think about the one who himself acts upon it? So what do you think about the one who himself acts upon it? He says, Rahimahullah, وَأَنْ خَيْثَمَ قَالَ مَرَّتْ مْرَأَةٌ بِعِيسَى بِنِ مَرْيَمْ بِعِيسَى بِنِ مَرْيَمْ فَقَالَتْ طُوبَى لِحِجْرٍ حَمَلَكَ وَثَدْيًا وَضَعْتَ مِنْهُ فَقَالَ عِيسَى عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامُ طُوبَى لِمَنْ قَرَأَ الْقُرْآنَ ثُمَّ عَمِلَ بِهِ خَيْثَمَ narrated that a woman passed by Isa, the son of Maryam. And he said, blessed is the womb that carried you and the breast that you nursed from. Jesus, he said, blessed is the one who recites the Quran and acts upon it. Isa, he said, blessed is the one who recites the Quran and acts upon it. And what is intended from the Quran here? And Allah knows best, any kitab Allah, any the book of Allah, any that was revealed any in those times. This is a narration that is from the narrations of Bani Israel, and Allah knows best of its authenticity. But the point is here, mentioning the point of reading and studying the book of Allah and then applying it. And this is something that no doubt is established. So then he says, Rahimahullah, and Abdullah ibn Buraydah, and Abihi an Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, an Abihi an Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, annahu qal, يجيء القرآن يوم القيامة إلى رجل كالرجل الشاحب فيقول له من أنت فيقول أنا الذي أظمأت نهارك وأسحرت ليلك It's been Abdullah ibn Buraydah from his father narrated that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam he said the Quran will come on the day of judgment to a person in the form of a pale looking man and it will say to him who are you? He will respond I am the one who made you thirsty during the day and kept you awake at night. So these narrations here, they have all three of them. All three of them that we have read so far. The first one from Mu'adh al-Juhani, and then the narration from Bani Israel, from Khaythama, and likewise this narration here from Buraydah ibn Husayb. They have some weaknesses in the chain, although the narrations that are marfu', they have been authenticated with other chains, with other narrations. And yet there are a number of narrations with different chains that strengthen that which the author is mentioning here. And for this reason, both of these narrations have been considered hasanun li ghayrihi, meaning that they have good chains due to other chains. Whenever there are a number of narrations reported with different chains, even if there are light weaknesses in those chains, if there are a number of them, this is a clarification that those weaknesses there are not considered, and hadith will be considered accepted. So that is the case with these two narrations here. As for the narration of Isa alayhi salam, طوبى لمن قرأ القرآن ثم عمل به, glad tidings, طوبى, glad tidings for the one who reads the Quran, any the book of Allah, and then he applies it in his life. This is supported likewise from other evidences in the book of Allah. Allah, he mentioned in his book, الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَتَطْمَئِنُّ قُلُوبُهُمْ بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ أَلَا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَطْمَئِنُّ الْقُلُوبُ, that indeed those who believe and their hearts find tranquility in the remembrance of Allah, indeed does the remembrance of Allah bring tranquility to the hearts. And then Allah, he clarifies, الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ طُوبَى لَهُمْ طُوبَى لَهُمْ وَحُسْنُ مَآبٍ, and those who believe and work righteous deeds, then they will have طُوبَى, just like what is mentioned here in this narration. طُوبَى لَهُمْ وَحُسْنُ مَآبٍ, those who believe and work righteous deeds, طُوبَى لَهُمْ. طُوبَى has been mentioned that it's a tree in paradise. There's a tree in paradise, very large tree, beautiful tree, it's called طُوبَى. And also has been mentioned that the word tuba, it means all good. It's from al-tib, everything that's good. Any that they will have all good. And from that is the good of this life and the hereafter. The good of this life and the hereafter. For those who believe and work righteous deeds, they will have a good return in the hereafter with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. With Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As for these other narrations, the narration of Buraydah and the likes, Sheikh Al-Albani, he authenticated both of them, as I mentioned before, considering them to be hasan. We read the narrations that are authenticated by Sheikh Al-Albani rahimahullah ta'ala in Sahih Targhib wa Tarhib, hadith number 1434. He says, rahimahullah, an Buraydah, yani Ibn al-Husayb radiyallahu anhu, qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, man qara'a al-Qur'ana wa ta'allamahu wa 'amila bihi ulbisa waridahu yawm al-qiyamah taja min nur, dawuhu mithlu dawi ash-shams, ويكسى وارداه حلتان لا تقوم لهما الدنيا فيقولان بما كسين هذا فيقال بأكث والدكما القرآن, رواه الحاكم وقال صحيح على شرط المسلم. He mentioned, rahimahullah, on the authority of Buraydah, may Allah be pleased with him, he said that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, whoever recites the Quran, learns it and acts upon it, his parents will be adorned in the day of resurrection with the crown of light. And his believing parents. His parents will be adorned on the day of resurrection with a crown of light, whose radiance is like that of the sun. They will be clothed with garments that the world could never match. The garments, and they'll be clothed with in the hereafter that can never be compared to any garments in this worldly life. They will say, why have we been given this? Where are we getting this from? Where are we getting this from? How do we deserve this? It would be said to them, because your child took hold of the Quran, and because your child learned the Quran and applied it in his life. Ya Yahya, خذ الكتاب بقوة, take the book with strength. Hold on to the book in its law and legislation. Study it and learn it and abide by it and call to it. So this is a great encouragement for us to raise our children upon Islam, upon the deen, and to teach them the proper way and the proper understanding, and to help them and to carry them upon that way, and to facilitate and make it easy for them to be obedient to Allah and to avoid sins, taking all means necessary to establish that. Rasul Amri at Islam, the head of the affair is at Islam, yours first and foremost, and then those under your care. Who wants to go to Jannah by himself? You want to go to Jannah by yourself? It's all for me? Huh? Or do you want to go to Jannah with your children? You want to go to Jannah with your parents? You want to go to Jannah with your family? You want to go to Jannah with your brothers? You want to go to Jannah with every last one of you? You understand that? So we have to work together. We have to strive together. That's why Allah, he says, قُوْ أَنفُسَكُمْ وَأَهْلِيكُمْ نَارًا, save yourself and your families from the fire. And when this means to discipline yourself, this means to learn the obligations, this means to implement them in your life, this means to learn the prohibitions, means to lead them and avoid them and prefer the command of Allah over the command of the desires, and to not be tried by the delight of this life, and to not be deceived by the whispers of the devil and to fall into his traps. So from the great benefit of raising the child upon the fitrah is that a person you have great honor in the hereafter. Great honor in the hereafter. We have to raise our children upon the fitrah, upon Islam, upon Tawheed, upon the Sunnah, upon the good way, upon the good way. Another narration likewise, this one is in As-Sahihah, yani As-Silsilah As-Sahihah, number 2829, from the narration of Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu. All of these are additional narrations emphasizing the authenticity of that which the author is mentioning. He says that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said, يَجِيءُ الْقُرْآنُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ كَالرَّجُلِ الشَّاحِبَ. That the Quran will come on the day of judgment, on the day of resurrection, in the form of a pale man. وَيَقُولُ لِصَاحِبِهِ. He will say to his companion, هَلْ تَعْرِفُنِي. Do you know me? قَالَ أَنَا أَلَذِي كُنْتُ أَسْحَرُ لَيْلَكَ وَأُذْمِئُ هَوَاجِرَكَ. I am the one who used to keep you awake at night and make you thirsty during the daytimes. And he, meaning that you follow the Quran, you stand in the night prayer, reciting the book of Allah, you follow the legislation and those encouragements to fast in the daytime, based upon what you read in the book of Allah Azza wa Jal. And he says, he comes in this manner, pale, like just as a person, he will wear himself out following the book of Allah, then it comes in this manner like this. But what comes is not the Quran, and Allah knows best, but the qira'ah of the Quran, a person, his deeds. That's what is intended. Your Quran, meaning the qira'ah, your actions of reciting and applying the Quran, will come in this form. And we know that the deeds, they take form. The deeds, they take form by the permission of Allah Azza wa Jal in many different aspects. Even on the day of judgment, death will take form of a ram, of a kebsh. Of a ram and the like this. So this is easy for Allah Azza wa Jal, that the actions that one performed will take form. Even the deeds, they will be weighed. So this is the case here. He says, وَإِنَّ كُلُّ تَاجِرٍ وَإِنَّ كُلَّ تَاجِرٍ مِنْ وَرَأِي تِجَارَتِهِ وَأَنَا لَكَ الْيَوْمَ مِنْ وَرَأِي كُلِّ تَاجِرٍ. He says that every merchant is behind his trade, and today I'm behind you in every trade. And you mean I'm going to support you and help you. فَيُعْطَى الْمُلْكُ بِيَمِينِهِ وَالْخُلُّ بِشِمَالِهِ وَيُضَعُ عَلَى رَأْسِهِ تَاجِ الْوَقَارِ وَيُكْسَى وَلِدَاهُ حُلَّتَيْنِ لَا تُقَوَّمُ لَهُمَ الدُّنْيَا وَمَا فِيهَا. He will be given authority in his right hand and eternal life in his left hand, and a crown of dignity will be placed on his head. His parents will be clothed with two garments that the whole world cannot match. فَيَقُولَنِ يَا رَبَّ أَنَّا لَنَا هَذَا. And they will say, oh our Lord, where did we earn this? فَيُقَالُ بِالتَّعْلِيمِ وَلَدِيكُمَا الْقُرْآنِ. It will be said, because you taught your children the Qur'an. Because you taught your children the Qur'an. How nice would it be to have a mother who taught me the Qur'an? I didn't have that. How nice would it be to have a father who taught me the Qur'an? I didn't have that. If you had that, you should be grateful. You should be grateful. And you should try your best to your parents receive this blessing from you, that you work by that Qur'an. And you work by those hadith, and you apply that religion in your life, and you seek forgiveness for your parents. May Allah guide our parents. And those who have not accepted Islam from our parents, may Allah bless us and honor us with their Islam. And those who have been honored with Islam, then may Allah make them firm and grant them good ending. And those from our family who have passed, from our mothers and fathers, from the believers, may Allah shower them with mercy. And may Allah forgive them and pardon them. But this is the case. This is the great virtue of the people of Quran. Not only do they benefit, but also their child benefits, and their mother and father benefits, their whole family benefits. They're nothing but good. Wherever they go, it's khair that they bring from learning the book of Allah and studying. So it says, إِنَّ صَاحِبَ الْقُرْآنِ يُقَالُ لَهُ يَوْمُ الْقِيَانَةِ اِقْرَأْ وَرَقَ في الدرجات ورتل كما كنت ترتل في الدنيا فإن منزلك عند آخر آية معك عند آخر آية معك. Then it will be said to the one who memorized the Quran, or the one who recited the Quran, recite and rise to the levels of paradise, and recite with a measured tone, just as you used to recite in the world, for your place in paradise will be at the last two verses you recite. So these narrations here, they have supporting evidences clarifying that the meanings, they are authentic. The meaning is that they are authentic. The author, he closes this chapter, the chapter of clarifying the manners and etiquettes of the people of the Quran, and he says, "An Iyas ibn Amir, an Ali ibn Abi Talib, an Ali ibn Abi Talib, radiyallahu anhu, qala lahu, innaka in baqita, fasayuqra'u al-Qur'anu ala thalathi asnaf. Fasayuqra'u al-Qur'anu ala thalathati asnaf. Sinfun lillah, wa sinfun lil-dunya, wa sinfun lil-jadil. فَمَنْ طَلَبَ بِهِ أَدْرَكَ فَمَنْ طَلَبَ بِهِ أَدْرَكَ." He says, Iyas ibn Amir reported that Ali ibn Abi Talib radiyallahu anhu said to him, "If you live long enough, you will see the Quran being recited by three types of people. One who recites it for Allah, one who recites it for worldly gain, and one who recites it for argumentation, quarreling and debating. Whoever seeks from it will attain what they desire. Whoever seeks from it will attain what they desire." This narration here, likewise, is weak. It has a weak chain. So the ascription to Ali radiallahu anhu is not authentic. But what is being mentioned is correct. And the meaning of this narration is seen and witnessed. Is seen and witnessed. And this is from the time of the author. So this here is true. There are three types of people here. There are people who study the book of Allah and they recite it because they believe in Allah and they hope for the reward of Allah. And they're sincere in that. They carry the Quran sincerely and truthfully, and they're wholeheartedly sincere in their faith. And then there are those who carry the Quran, yet they have corrupt intentions, and they have an attachment to the worldly life, and they seek worldly gain and position and status with that. They seek religious authority, or to have power, or the likes, or position, or to have wealth, or prosperity, or a place in the hearts of the people, or to get a dollar, and the likes like this. They use religious knowledge for this reason, waliyadhi billah, and authority. And the third one is people who just simply want to debate and quarrel and argue. Some of them are Muslims and some of them are non-Muslims. They're individuals, they're known to the people of knowledge as al-mustashriqun. Al-mustashriqun, they're individuals from Europe and from America. Today they call them Middle East experts. They call them Middle East experts. Middle East experts, that's what they're called today. Middle East experts. Huh? But they're called mustashriqun. They're individuals who are disbelievers, and they learn the Arabic language, and they study Islam in order to find fault and problems and to bring doubts and misconceptions and the likes like this. And they attack the Quran and the Sunnah in these ways. And they have great efforts from the old days. This is not anything new. This is not anything new. This is not anything new. Waliyadhi billah. So they also study the Quran in order to debate and to argue. This is a foul and lowly way. And others, likewise, they're Muslims, but they're just tried with that. They like to argue and quarrel, and they study the Quran for this reason. And this is all not proper. So the author, he's clarifying now. He says, rahimahullah, qala Muhammad ibn al-Husayn, qad dhakartu akhlaq al-sinth alladhina qara'u al-Qur'ana yuriduna Allah azza wa jal biqira'atihim. Muhammad ibn al-Husayn, he said, I have described the character of those who recite the Qur'an with seeking Allah the Almighty through their recitation. And this is what we've been discussing, the first group. All the way till now in this chapter, previously, is about the first group. The descriptions, the characteristics, the traits of those who are sincere in studying and learning and carrying the Qur'an. This was the trace they have preceded. He says, rahimahullah, وَنَا أَذْكُرُ أَسْمْثَيْنِ أَلَّذَيْنِ يُرِيدَانِ بِكِرَاءَتِهِمَا الدُّنْيَا وَالْجَدِلِ وَأَصِفُ أَخْلَاقَهُمْ حَتَّى يَعْرِفَهَا مَنْ اتَّقَ اللَّهَ جَلَّتْ عَظَمَتُهُ فَيَحْذَرَهَا. He says, and now I will describe the two other categories. Those who recite the Quran for worldly gain, and those who recite it for argumentation. And I will outline their characteristics so that those who fear Allah, the most glorious and majestic, may recognize them and guard themselves against their ways. And guard themselves against their ways. So here he's going to talk about the lowly and foul traits of people who ascribe to knowledge, the knowledge of the Quran specifically, yet they're insincere. And this insincerity is something that's in the heart and it's not known, but it's displayed in conduct and behavior. Just like the sincerity as well is something in the heart and it's not known, but it's displayed in conduct and behavior. It can be seen in one's manners, and people will feel from them their truthfulness and their trustworthiness. People who are sincere and truthful, many times they're given firasa. Firasa is intuition. Somebody who's truthful in their deen and their faith and their obedience in public and private, Allah will favor them with this high level of deen. It's called firasa. Firasa, yani, is intuition. Whenever a person is able to analyze situations and circumstances, he's able to analyze situations and circumstances and look at the qara'in. The qara'in is the circumstantial evidences, and he'll be able to fill out situations by the grace of Allah Azza wa Jal. By the grace of Allah Azza wa Jal, he'll be given the good judgment to determine the factors and the likes like this. So this is from the good way. But the point is that now there are also people who are contrary, people who are lowly, people who misuse religious knowledge and authority, people who seek knowledge with bad intention, people who carry knowledge with bad intention, people who recite the Quran with bad intention, وَلِيَذُ بِاللَّهِ, and they have traits and characteristics that they're known by. So he's not going to belittle them or talk bad about them for the sake of belittling them or talking bad about them. He's not going to talk about these foul and lowly traits just to talk about foul and lowly traits. Rather, he's doing that so that the people of piety will be able to identify them so they will not be tried by them. So this is sincere advice. This is sincere advice. So to speak about the foul traits and the lowly ways of the misguided or the deviant or those who have diseases in their hearts is from the good way, so that the people of piety and those who are sincere will not be tried by them. Because those who are not able to identify them, they'll be tried by them. They'll be tried by them. Those who are not able to identify them, they'll be tried by them. وَلِيَذِ بِاللَّهِ. And this is a great trial. In Akhlaq al-Ulama, he mentioned the same thing. The attributes of the scholars and the attributes of those who carry knowledge, yet they are insincere. But he mentioned an additional benefit. And Allah knows best is suitable here likewise. Another wisdom from mentioning these foul and lowly traits, not only so that the people can be safe from them, but also so that one who has those traits himself, if he reads this, he will, if he's truthful, or if he has any bit of sincerity in himself, he will take himself to account and say, "A'udhu billah, I was doing that. Astaghfirullah, I was doing that." So it has a great benefit to learn these foul and lowly traits so a person can purify his soul from them. And likewise, so a person can identify others who are tried with him so he will not be tried by those people. So now this is the next chapter that we study. باب وذكر أخلاق من قرأ القرآن لا يريد به الله. The chapter of the one who recited the Quran, who learns the Quran, but he does not do it sincerely for the sake of Allah. Inshallah, the PDF will be updated and ready a portion, inshallah, for tomorrow's class. هذا وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.